Nadaljujemo z današnjo slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS širom Avstraliji in po svetu. Veliko časa sem že na Facebooku kot mnogi drugi, ki poslušajo to oddajo in moram povedati, da sem preko tega spoznal prijatelja iz Združenih držav Amerike, Josifa Lepoza, Američan seveda slovenskega porekla, namreč njegovi starši in stari starši prihajajo iz Prekmurja, in to že veliko časa. In to so se preselili v ZDA že pred več kot 80 leti. Več o njegovem življenju bomo sedaj slišali v prijetnem pogovoru, ki sem ga posnel, ko smo se srečali za kosilo tukaj v Melbourneu. Prisotna je bila tudi znana članica slovenske skupnosti v Melbourneu, gospa Sandra Kernel, ki je bila toliko prijazna, da je Josefa vozila okrog in njemu pokazala razne znamenitosti Melbourna, med njimi tudi slovensko društvo Melbourne. Poslušamo sedaj, kako sva se midva pogovarjala, lahko povem, da Josef se tudi ne boji radijskega mikrofona.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce somebody whom I haven't met in person up until this interview. I met him via Facebook. His name is Josef Lepoza. Josef is of Slovenian background and he's also involved in the Slovenian community in the United States. Josef, welcome to the Slovenian program on SBS Radio and welcome to Australia.
Thank you, Lenny. I've been looking forward to coming here for several months with my wife, who's already informed me that if I don't come with her again to Australia, she'll find somebody else. So I think that means a return is more likely in order.
Where were you born and where does all the Slovenian side come into it?
My father was born in the village of Sotina, which is, as I like to say, it's at the head of the chicken in Prekmurje, a little bit north of Rogasice, a little bit south of Kuzma, very close to the triple border with Austria and Hungary. The family came over in 1935. I should say my grandmother, my father, my uncle John, my two aunts Albina and Maria. My grandfather came back to the United States in 1927 to do the typical immigrant thing: work, save money, become an American citizen, and send for the family. Well, it took him 8 years, but obviously he succeeded, and I'm proud to say that I have a certified copy of his citizenship certificate, his petition for citizenship, and his declaration of intention, which mean, I think, a lot more to me now in my later years than they would have even 20 years ago. So I definitely am like a number of people who are first generation American, and I think growing up, we were pretty much raised as traditional post-World War II suburban boomer children, obviously. But when you get older, and especially after June 25th, 1991, a date that will certainly live in my memory and many people's memory forever, then you suddenly become aware that, well, there is no more Yugoslavia as it had existed is no longer in existence. And now I suddenly went from being a first-generation Yugoslav American to a first-generation Slovenian American. So I think the main thing that I learned, particularly from my grandfather, Janez Lapisha, to use the Slovenian pronunciation, was to never give up, to be resilient, to stick to your plan, because as I've told my siblings and others, nothing in my life will ever be as difficult, as challenging as what it took for my grandfather to come to America at age 18 and again at age 38. I can't imagine being an 18-year-old getting on a ship in Bremen, Germany, coming across the Atlantic, being in a country where nobody really speaks your language, somehow making it to the middle of the country, St. Louis, Missouri, which is where I was born, in the Midwest, and starting a life there. Of course, he went back during World War I, was in the Hungarian army, was captured, spent 2 years as a guest of Tsarist Russia in Siberia, working in the salt mines, came out, repatriated, 1919, no more Austria-Hungary, and well, you know, he married his wife, my grandmother, and then decided at some point by 1927 that his future lay in America, not in the, I guess technically at the time it was the Kingdom of the Serbs, Croats,
yes,
and Slovenes.
Yeah.
So, but when he left, he left in 1927. It didn't become Yugoslavia until 2 years later. And I think he just figured that he wanted a better life, not just for himself, but more importantly for his wife and his children, to give them more of an opportunity. So I was brought up not knowing anything about Slovenia until the 1980s, of course, the decade of disintegration. But I think the older I get, the more I appreciate coming from the background that I do, a very rural, peasant, industrious background, because it tends to guide me, particularly in difficult situations. So I like to think of myself as an ambassador of love, because, you know, there's love in every Slovenian. If I had only known that when I was in my 30s and single, I told my wife, well, then I could have used it on women, but she just laughs. So I think all Americans, really, in particular, should go back to the source of their family ancestry, because you don't really appreciate, no matter how imperfect the United States is, and it is imperfect, you don't really appreciate what you have until you see where you've come from. So I look forward to returning to Prekmurje next year to see my cousins and friends. And to me, it will always be moja druga domovina.
I'm speaking to Joseph Laposa. He's our special guest on the Slovenian program today. Joseph is from the United States, currently visiting Australia. He's an American of Slovenian background. His parents and grandparents are from Prekmurje. Joseph, what about the Slovenian community in America, particularly around the region you're from?
Indianapolis has a small community. Maybe if you go to the third, fourth generation, maybe 2,000 to 3,000 people. We do have a sister city in Slovenia. I seem to be the president for life, like Tito was. Of course, after 17 years, Tito died, and I'm now in year 15, which worries me a little bit. But our sister city is Piran in Primorska, a lovely city. And every time I go there, it's not even 200 miles from Piran on the Adriatic to Murska Sobota. But I constantly have to remind myself that you're in the same nation. The language, the food, the wine, certainly, are very different. And I think of Primorska, our sister city of Pran, as being it's very bilingual, but bilingual there is Italian. Bilingual when you're up near Murska Sobota is Hungarian. And Pran is just I think of it as the jewel of the northern Adriatic. You know, you see Austrians and Germans who come down there in the summer. It's just a delightful, very forward-looking community. And we have, in Indianapolis, we have a relationship. Indiana University, Indianapolis, has a relationship with the University of Primorska Turistica, the tourism studies, which are actually, the University of Primorska is in Koper, but the tourist department is in Bernadine, right in between Piran and Porto Rose. And we do, Indiana University does every fall a video conference. This year it'll be in November. We have an elementary school in Indianapolis and even a high school that also do video. Usually they're Skype. There might be another application, but they're usually Skype, where they have a video conference and people will read poems that they've written or something, tell something about their family. So the level of education exchange is primarily our purpose for our sister city relationship, because Slovenes, I think, tend to be very industrious, not only in their attitude toward life, but particularly education. And let's face it, regardless of all the problems the European Union has, young people in a country like Slovenia definitely want to practice their English, because to them, I think that's viewed as a way of finding a better job, perhaps. So it's a very mutually beneficial relationship, and I take a small part in reflecting on our success and hope we continue for a while. Now, we're not, Indianapolis, I must say, is not like Cleveland. Cleveland is known as the American Ljubljana. They claim that they have more Slovenians in the world after Ljubljana. And I always say, well, what about Maribor? We're tied with Maribor. Well, probably not. But Cleveland still has traditional Slovenian restaurants, meat markets, and other stores, different neighborhoods. Of course, Cleveland on the Lake Erie also has the National Cleveland-Style Polka Hall of Fame. And I've told my wife, whenever we go to Cleveland, we go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but we have to go to Euclid out in the suburbs to visit the Cleveland-Style Polka Hall of Fame. But Cleveland is kind of, to Slovenes in America, as Chicago supposedly has about 400,000 people of Polish ancestry. I'm glad to live in an enjoyable, though imperfect, nation called the United States of America and promote my Slovenian heritage.
Joseph, any other words of wisdom you'd like to share with our listeners?
Our American legislative delegation last week was in Sydney, and we were told up there that people in Melbourne are envious of Sydney, but then they said, well, we love Melbournians. I don't know if people here call themselves Melbournians. But they did say that Melbourne is the cultural capital of Australia. Even though Sydney has, we did take an afternoon tour of the Opera House, which, you know, to me, before actually being there, when I think of Sydney, I think of the Opera House and the Harbour Bridge. And now that I've seen both, it provides more meaning. But I like Sydney, but I think Melbourne might be a bit more accessible. At least certainly if you walk down the street, as I did particularly yesterday over to Fitzroy Square, I didn't feel like, gee, I don't know where I'm going. Can I ask anybody for directions? Well, I did. They were friendly. So I think Sydney certainly is, I know it's the most populous city in Australia, and it certainly has its pluses, but I think I would probably, if my wife really does want to come back to the land down under, she claims, with or without me, I think I'll insist that if you want me to come, we have to spend more time in Melbourne, because it would certainly be an honor and a pleasure for me to become, even in a general sense, familiar with the Slovenian community in Melbourne. This is something I'll treasure and take back to Indianapolis with me and let them know that, hey, there are people like us who like Pivo and Šljivo and Potica way down there, too. So,
and they're also in Sydney. There's active Slovenian communities all around Australia. Melbourne has the largest community. Sydney is second largest. And there are other communities, Adelaide, Brisbane, Gold Coast, Canberra, Perth, and elsewhere. Joseph, may I take this opportunity to thank you for today's interview for our listeners on SBS Radio. And you're certainly not afraid of the radio microphone. We wish you and your wife a pleasant stay in Australia. Hvala lepa.
Inako. Well, I would just say two things in closing, Lenti. Number one, I remember 20 years ago being told when I was in Ljubljana that Lapisha, the native pronunciation, is defined as a greedy person or a talker. L-A-P, lop, apparently it's an old Slavonic word meaning the throat. And Osha, which is, it's very unusual to see Slovene surnames end in a vowel, because people always think, well, you must be Italian, but you spell your first name like the Germans. Okay, fine. So I guess I live up to my name, but the other thing is, I went to Ireland 25 years ago with my mom, who was Irish. She's always trying to find out where her Malones and Delaney's were from. And we did go to the Blarney Castle, and I kissed the Blarney Stone, as difficult as it was. And she told me that for most people, kissing the Blarney Stone confers. It gives the gift of gab, but on you, it confirmed. It just verified what you already had. And I said, but, you know, Mom, I'm the oldest of your five children, and I'm the only one who was brave and foolish to go to Ireland with you. So no matter how many times she would say, hurry up, Joseph, get to the point, I don't have all day, to me, that was about the best compliment I've ever heard. So may she rest in eternal peace.
Joseph, it's been a pleasure chatting with you here on SBS Radio. We wish you and your wife a pleasant stay in Australia. Thanks once again.
Na svidaniya.